This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Hey, 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 good afternoon, fun lovers and truth seekers. Brian Barrett here along with you for another edition of Rutherford Issues as we come to you from the North Rutherford YMCA here in Smyrna. And as always, joined by State Representative Mike Sparks as we jump into a lot of conversation here this afternoon between 3 and 4. At 4 o'clock, it's all sports talk. I'm sure there will be some conversation about the Braves. Last night, losing a heartbreaker in 13 innings to end their season, and the wild card lead went away just like that. But 5 o'clock, Homeward Bound Local News, that's what we have on tap for you. But for the next 50 minutes or so, we'll be talking about local issues facing Rutherford County and coming to you from Smyrna today. Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You're keeping the roads hot, I hear.
Hot?
Yeah.
Please, how speed?
Well, probably.
I was kind of coming fast down the interstate.
Making that track.
But once you hit Smyrna, you better slow down.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yep.
Making that trek to Nashville. What's going on? I didn't think there was a session going on.
I'm just working on a few things, trying to stay on top of some of these issues. You know, got some good news here with federal government has backed off of some of these sign regulations. That was a costly mandate to the locals, and I think just to Memphis on these sign mandates was, if I'm not mistaken, about $14 million to update the signs. And you know, I got a letter from Bob Corker here, and I serve on transportation, so we were able to, we passed, I guess you'd call it a resolution at transportation, asking the federal government to back off of this, and so did the county commission, and I think obviously it made an impact, so it'll save the taxpayers a significant amount of money across the state of Tennessee, but it went back to some of this regulation and compliance issues that you hear a lot of, whether it's private sector or local governments is having to deal with mandates. This is a prime example of how it just did not make sense. And, you know, this was the Obama administration that backed off this. So, kudos to them and the Department of Transportation for lightening up on this.
So is that some of the stuff that goes on when you're not in session working on?
As a freshman, you know, there's no 101 state legislator course to take. I mean, there was a course that I went through at UT Knoxville that it really didn't talk about legislation. It more talked about trying to work with others and how most of the time really we all, if you think about it, we agree on issues more than we disagree. I mean, everybody wants jobs and housing and clean air, clean water, good schools. We all agree on those things, but you see so much divisiveness, and I think that's what this course at UT tried to emphasize is and they would do little skits and stuff. Speaker Harwell came out, and it was good. But, you know, you do have to stay on top of it. And there's so many issues that what always scares me is somebody coming up and asking you about something, and you're just like, okay, you know, you don't have an answer. I mean, you've got to know a little bit about it. But there's, I think, 2,600 roughly bills that were passed last year or tried to get passed. And, you know, it's hard to stay on top of a lot of it, you know.
And obviously you're asked to sign on and have your own bills and things of that nature. So you have to do some studying up and I guess be ready to file those come January.
The good thing, it's a challenge. And so the good thing about the challenge is that, you know, you do have to study. You do have to ask the questions. You do have to read the information that you get. And, you know, we get an abundance of letters and mail and it's just – you know, you don't want to just toss something in the trash. You do want to kind of skim over it and see what it is.
It's more than just a few months of the year that it takes.
Well, it is. It really is.
Kind of what I'm getting to.
Well, I think you can, you know, I don't see how some of these other guys that live far away do it because, you know, whether you live in Bristol, like I heard Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey mention that that it takes, it's further from him, for him to Memphis. I mean, it's further, it's Canada is closer, he was saying, than Memphis is to his home. I couldn't fathom that, but he said that they say it's closer to Canada to his home than it is to Memphis. But you look at the drive that somebody like that deals with, trying to, you know, hit all these areas in the state and visit folks and communities, and it's just, it'd be difficult. But I feel for the guys that live far and the ladies that live far away.
Yeah. Well, he had to trek across the state when he was running for governor, so, you know, in the car all the time.
I think his vehicle, we seen him at MTSU when we took the tour for the science building, and I think he had 220,000 miles on the SUV that they were driving.
Wow.
But the good thing, you know, the challenge keeps you on top. You try to stay on top of these things. But, you know, I applaud the Bob Corker for coming off some, you know, the federal government backing off these mandates here.
I wanted to get to a few things and kind of set up the show for you today. We're here at the North Rutherford Y, and a few things that are going on here that you need to know about. Their goal line challenge starts up, I guess, first part of October. And basically, there is a new goal each week, and if you accomplish that goal for members, you can be in the running for some great prizes. I mean, it may be that you walk a certain amount, or you swim, do laps, things of that nature. And when you accomplish those goals that are set forth each week, well, then it's kind of a challenge type thing for all the members. So if you're here at the North Rutherford Y, come on out and ask about that. And also Operation Christmas Child. Now, we're not thinking a lot about Christmas now, but coming up November 14th through the 21st is this Operation Christmas Child. It's run through Samaritan's Purse. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, runs this Samaritan's Purse, and they collect in shoeboxes for boys or girls some gifts and donations and things. And the Y here in North Rutherford County is actually collecting these gifts, and they start that tomorrow. That the whole process starts Saturday. I'm sorry.
Our church is real involved in that. I didn't realize that my wife's reading a book on Billy Graham's son now, and we didn't realize that he was involved with that.
Yeah, that's the big group that he works with there. And so anyway, you can pick up some pamphlets here at the North Rutherford Y on how to pack your shoebox and what goes in that. So if your church, I know our church participates in the same thing, but if yours doesn't, that'd be a great way to help some young people receive Christmas gifts. And one more thing, Smyrna Parks and Recreation, their Depot Days 4-miler is this Saturday. Entry fee, $20. Race day, it'll be $25. And you can get that early packet pickup and all that kind of thing done tomorrow. But this is a pretty neat event. Depot Days has kind of taken on a, you know, you're going to race through Front Street in historic downtown Smyrna. This Depot Days kind of taken on a new life, hasn't it? It's bigger and better.
Remember we done the show down there?
I do. The train coming through.
The train. Right, we went on the air, all of a sudden the guy lays on the horn, and I think it seemed like it lasted for 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that's but, you know, that's good ambient noise, we call it in the business.
Is that what you call it?
Yep. Okay. That could be a state lawmaker talking on the radio, ambient noise.
Just cut you off, you know.
We're going to talk to Richard Watson with CADCOR and Eric Kynes with Spring to Life, and we're going to do that when we come back after the Huckabee Report and get an update from Mike Huckabee, and then we'll have much more conversation and spend the rest of our time talking with these gentlemen who are already here, ready and eager to go, and we'll jump into that when we continue with Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County Edition, presented today and every time we're here in North Rutherford County by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s. or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. FordofMurfreesboro.com. That update brought to you by Garmin. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for Thursday. I'm Mike Huckabee from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, I try my hardest to make sure that you know and feel that there's a difference between pharmacies. I try to greet everybody by their first name. We try to treat everybody with dignity and respect.
This is Danny Page, and I use Mills Family Pharmacy for all my pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 2898 South Church Street across from Indian Hills.
We just try to treat everybody like their family.
I'd like to remind people that even in the worst economy, a good idea can be a success. Well, Hallmark took some criticism when they introduced a new line of sympathy cards for people who have lost their jobs. But with 9.1% unemployment dragging on and on, just about everyone knows someone who's just lost a job. Now Hallmark says the cards are flying off the shelves. Now that's great news for Hallmark. But I don't think the president's going to want to use it as a re-election talking point that under his leadership, the unemployment sympathy card industry is booming. Well, just how big a nut job is Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad? Inspire magazine just demanded that he stop claiming the U.S. was behind the 9/11 attacks and not al-Qaeda. They call that claim ridiculous and say that it flies in the face of all logic and evidence. And they ought to know. Inspire is the magazine published by al-Qaeda. That's right. Ahmadinejad is so crazy that even the raving terrorists in al-Qaeda are embarrassed by him. So if you're an American who still gives credence to 9/11 conspiracy theories, what's your excuse? Well, if you're lonely and thinking of turning to the internet to find companionship, you better be very, very, very careful. Britain's University of Leicester just completed the first formal study of online romance scams. They estimate that over 200,000 people in Britain alone have fallen victim, and that's far more than any previous estimate. Scammers create fake identities at dating and social network sites. That's where they lure people into what they think are exclusive relationships. In reality, they might be juggling hundreds of online partners. Only once they win your trust, they suddenly claim to have some kind of emergency and need to borrow money. Money you'll never see again. And it's as cruel as it is illegal. A study found that 1 in 50 Britons knows someone that it's happened to. Up next, if you really want to stimulate the economy, dump your girlfriend. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So you're thinking, hey, I'd love to take advantage of today's low rate, but what happens if rates drop in the future? I don't want to pay the closing fees twice. Well, when you work with Quicken Loans, you don't have to worry about that. It's called the Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage Program. And if you need to refinance again in the next 7 years, they're going to cover a majority of your closing fees. That's a simple way for you to win no matter where rates are headed. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans now at *QL. That's a toll-free call from your mobile phone. Call *QL. That's *75. Quicken Loans mortgage bankers are ready to help you learn more about the rate drop advantage. The only mortgage lender who allows you to refinance without worry. Refinance subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Finally, a drugstore chain in the UK surveyed 2,000 newly single women and found that while breaking up may be hard to do, it does stimulate the economy. They found that the average woman who has just been dumped by her boyfriend will spend $776 on remaking herself to boost her ego and attract another man. The biggest part of that is new clothes, But women also spend money on new hairdos, makeup, tanning salons, manicures, gym memberships, and shoes. Of course, these days, a lot of men would find a woman most attractive if they just knew she had $776. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Roberts, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
That update brought to you by Trapster. Trying to avoid a speeding ticket, traffic jam, or enforcement camera? Download Trapster for free to your mobile phone. Join millions of drivers warning each other of road hazards. Learn more at Trapster.com.
Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, welcome back in. We're going to check the news in just a few moments with Ron Jordan, but we want to open up the conversation here with Richard Watson and Eric Hines. And Mike, as always, finding guests under rocks somewhere and, you know, searching the bushes and trash cans for names. So you and I talked yesterday, and you said, I don't know. And then all of a sudden today you have two great guests. So how did all
Maybe
this come about?
You should share that. Share that on the air.
Well, they may never come back now that I said that you found them under
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to really plan way out ahead on something like this because, you know, it's 3 o'clock time slot. It's kind of difficult. But at first Richard couldn't come up, and then I think we text each other or emailed or something, and then he called him back with some good news, said he could make it up here. So thank God for it.
Well, what subject matter are we tackling today?
Well, you know, we've been really fighting this issue, talking about the drugs, drug awareness, synthetic drugs, and so forth. And I mean, this problem is, in my opinion, is so bad. I hate to use the term epidemic, but the more people I'm talking to, the more I hear people say that my nephew's got a problem, my brother's got a problem, my wife's got a problem. And I think that we do need more awareness out there. And, you know, my hat's off to the Daily News Journal for helping us, you know, a few months ago. And, you know, we've seen a collective effort with WGNS and the Daily News Journal and the sheriff and TBI and narcotics detective Egon Grisham and Attorney General's office helping. And you know, when basically this stuff, right as of right now, I'm hearing this stuff is out of our community. The synthetic drugs are out of our community. Now, they're going to be working on trying to get it back in here. Some of these drug dealers.
They're going to packaging and stuff like
they
that.
They are. Yeah. You know, we got to stay ahead of this thing. And, you know, like Richard and I were just talking off the air, and he said, you know, you can't wait on the state legislature. You can't just legislate all this stuff. And that's what we've been talking about. But, you know, I think it needs to be – you need to hit it at every little angle that you can hit it at. And that's why I wanted these guys to come up here, because they're on the street. They see the problems that's on the community. They've dealt with addiction, and they've got solutions, you know, to some of these problems that we're seeing.
Richard, pull that mic up there real close to you there. CADCOR, what does CADCOR do?
CADCOR stands for Community Anti-Drug Coalition of Rutherford County. We're all about prevention. We're out educating the public. We work with the Sheriff's Department, all the police departments, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, school system, SROs. We're about education of underage alcohol consumption and drug abuse. Mm-hmm. And that, in a nutshell, is what CADCOR does.
So this synthetic drug that we've spent a lot of time talking about, that just kind of blasted onto the scene, didn't it?
It's a big problem in our county. Has been for some time now. People are beginning to take notice because kids are turning up in emergency rooms. Kids are going comatose. You're having problems with it. Mm-hmm. And our coalition asked Mr. Hines, Spring to Life, few months ago to come and address this, because he has some people in his program that are addicted, and they addressed the coalition, and it really got our attention and said, hey, we need to be paying attention to this in our community.
Mm-hmm. Eric, talk to us a little bit about Spring to Life and what it is you do, and just kind of give us an introduction.
Well, Spring to Life started back in 2006. We had I was a congregational pastor. We had I think all small churches have like one or two people that you just you're constantly praying for. Well, one of those guys was actually a friend of mine for a long time growing up, and he passed away due to a drug overdose. And his mother was on my board of directors at the time, and he was the same age as I was whenever he passed away. And I walked them through that entire process of the funeral, the planning, and just the grief. And after that whole funeral process, we came together, and I challenged our board. I said, you know, yeah, we don't like this. And all of us, you know, had what Bill Hybels calls a holy discontent. We were all pretty mad. And, you know, but we said, what are we going to do about it? You know, we can sit here and just be upset, and we can continue worshiping every Sunday. And so out of that conversation, we birthed a ministry where we were just going to reach out to the people that we could. We were going to do what we could. And it started with about four guys. And what it was just a place where men or women, but at the time it was men only, could come that are ready to get their life together, stop doing drugs, and start trying to, you know, find a better life for themselves, where those guys could come and just, you know, have that opportunity in a safer environment. It started with four guys, and, you know, long story short, that was in 2006. We're here today. We've got, we have two campuses, capacity of 25 students. We are actually about to open up a third campus, possibly in Woodbury. And so what Spring to Life really does is we meet people right where they are without any kind of judgment or without any kind of, you know, you've got to clean up before anything. It's just pretty much right where you are, and just help them to establish what it is they're wanting out of life, what, you know, the freedom that we believe is offered through Christ. We think, you know, biblical approach to addiction recovery is the answer. That's what we believe. And we're seeing great success with it. And so we have inpatient recovery center where guys come in. It's a three-phase program where guys come in, phase one. Now, a lot of traditional, like, recovery centers or rehabilitation places, they have 21 days or 30 days or 60 days or whatever. It's a set time. Spring to Life, we understand everybody's different. So if someone comes in, they don't have a set time. They have evaluations every month. If you pass your evaluation, which means you're growing in maturity, you're doing right, you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're finishing your homework, your assignments, things like that, then you go to the next phase, which after they finish phase one, which can last 3 months to 6 months, they go to phase two, which is like a halfway house, transitional living, find a job, save money, pay off debts. And then after they've completed the evaluations there, they go on to aftercare, which they move back into their home. So we pretty much just take them right from where they are, right on the streets. If they come out of jails, which a lot, you know, we're approved by the state of Tennessee, we get a lot of guys that are from the jails or from prison, or if they're off the streets or just right out of their homes, it's no longer a poverty issue. It's, you know, it's hitting everybody at all economic, you know, wherever you are on the economic scale, you know, it doesn't really matter. And so basically, that's what we do.
Is it drugs only, or drugs and alcohol, or what?
It's addiction. Addiction is just, you know, addiction can be, you know, defined as a life-controlling issue that's taking your life and creating you to become something you never intended to be. You know, so addiction really is most of the time, you know, obviously it is going to be chemical addiction, but, you know, it's not always.
Yeah. A lot of times that I know that to bring this back around to the synthetic drugs, do you see this stuff firsthand?
We have battled that. You know, having a residential program, obviously there's going to be opportunities for guys that first come in the program that want to do right. However, they're still battling those addictions, and it was so easy for them just to walk to the store,
yes,
and get it, call a friend, call a family member, hey, go by the store, pick me up some bath salt, or pick me up some of the K4 or whatever it is, and just bring it back. Yeah. And now the problem was that there was no way to drug screen for it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can drug screen for cocaine and for marijuana, which are the number one drugs in Murfreesboro. But, you know, for the, what is it, JWH-13, as soon as they came out with a drug screen for JWH-13, they came out with a new synthetic drug that was JWH-14, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you couldn't keep up with it. So, and yeah, we were seeing that. And then here's another thing that we were seeing is that law enforcement made that huge crackdown on, was it ephedrine? That's the main ingredient in methamphetamines.
Right.
Well, that was great, and it reduced the meth labs because, from what I understand, Tennessee is number 4 in the nation of confiscated meth labs. Well, that made a huge decrease in meth labs, and when they did that, that was great, in which decreased a lot of meth addicts. But then here comes the synthetic drug, which sustained those addicts to keep them from getting off of the meth.
Yeah. Well, and so I know that there's a new thing now where you don't have to make it in such large quantities, and some, well, I think it's called shake and bake. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, they're very resourceful. Yeah. You know, those who make these drugs are very resourceful folks.
You know, and if there's people that are listening and think, well, this isn't my problem, man, it is your problem, because let me tell you, that meth lab, that burn up of the day, they've exploded. Those two people that are burnt, that's about $10,000 a day to house those burn victims, not to mention the property damage. So we're all paying for this stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know, when I was growing up, yeah, there was pot out there, and, you know, all this stuff to me makes pot look good. And, I mean, not that it's attractive to me by no means, but I've never seen the problems that we're seeing in our culture back 20-something years ago. I mean, I know there was some other hardcore things out there. I just didn't see that kind of stuff.
It's the same thing with technology, though. I mean, just look at it like cell phones, how they've evolved. Well, the marijuana was kind of like the entry-level cell phone, and now that we've evolved, because it's bigger, better, the effects are more wow, and that's really
it. Just seems
what
like if you're going to evolve, it should evolve in a positive manner, not a negative manner.
It would say we have a very, very thirsty society. Our kids are growing up to be extremely thirsty, which can be channeled in a great direction. However, it's just like everything in today on TV with technology, everything is bigger, better, faster. And you know, it's true. Back in the day, it was, you know, marijuana, and nowadays it's just, you know, these kids are just not satisfied with you know, a lot of the drugs that, you know, the people that we've seen in addiction. You know, it's just not that.
Well, what's appealing is, you know, that seems appealing to a youngster. You know, say that they're on probation and they hear about this synthetic, and a lot of them, what I'm hearing, they've got introduced to it in jail while they were on probation. Somebody said, hey, instead of smoking marijuana, you can go buy this stuff at the local market over here.
Exactly.
Smoke it. It doesn't show up in the drug system. And then from what I'm hearing, it's more addictive than marijuana
is. And more potent.
Yes.
It is.
You know, sitting here talking about this, I think as long as society accepts this and say, well, you know, this is acceptable, it's not acceptable. And until we as human beings start calling, a good example, you go to a market and you buy, or you're standing in line and somebody's trying to buy beer and they're not of age, and the market guy just passes them on through. I call him out on it. That's not acceptable. There's someone buying. Until we stand up and say, as a society, do we accept this?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's going to keep, you know, we have to hold people accountable.
It's not good enough just to put the sign up that says, unless your birthday is here, you know, we're going to card you. And then, you know, I've even done that before. The person was of age, but it says, you know, you're supposed to actually card through this age. How did you know that they were old enough?
Well, and I've gone to the point of when they do card and they deny a sale, I'll say, thank you. Mm-hmm. You're doing your job. You know, because it's not right for the other merchants out there that are following the law, that are doing the right thing, and you've got this other guy over here selling under the table. Same thing with the bath salts. You know, you've got vendors that are out there doing the right thing, but yet you've got these others that want to make that quick buck. And us as society, if we say that's acceptable, then it's acceptable.
Well, these market owners, the ones I've talked to, and I'm just going to come out and say it, a lot of them are foreign owned. I mean, you know, that's what I'm seeing, you know. And I've asked the guys about it, you know, back before the bus were made, asked them to quit selling stuff. And their argument is, well, if I don't sell it, the next guy down the road is going to sell it.
Exactly.
That's not acceptable.
I don't understand that.
That's not acceptable.
Exactly. It's all about the dollar. I've never seen the dollar being drove like it is with some of those guys.
Exactly.
Well, it's the same thing. That's society. That's society that we're living in.
I think it's worse, though. I mean, I've never seen it like that.
Well, that's their livelihood. I mean, that's the way – that market is what puts food on their table, and they look at it like, well, someone down the street's going to sell this stuff. And
because I had a guy admit – and I'm glad they nailed him. He told me, he said he knows that they're smoking it. They had one that Kathy Hines was telling me about here recently. They had a rolling paper built in the thing.
Yeah.
And it says not for human consumption. But Nick Barris nailed that one guy. If you watch the report they played on Channel 5, where he had a little plaque and it said, buy three packages, get a free pipe. And he confronted him on it. He said, well, what do you mean? He said, look, it's not for human consumption. You're saying you could give him a free pipe. You know, exactly. And the guy said, I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do with it.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back, right's right, wrong's wrong.
And well, if people do like you said, Richard, if they just don't shop those people.
And shut them down.
That's exactly what it's going to say. And they can't, you know, those people that are trying to make an argument, it's our livelihood. That stuff hasn't been out that long for it to be that much of a reliable source of income for them that they're basing everything on. It's a good, quick way for them to make money.
Well, I mean, if they, and I'm playing a little devil's advocate here, too, but if you go in to buy that, maybe you buy other things, pick up a cola, buy some gas there, do those that's the crowd that they don't want to lose. But the same thing goes with you. You go in and you buy a cola and you buy a pack of peanuts and you get gas, and then you see that and you say, I'll never be here again. If enough people will do that,
yes,
they will see
there you go.
Right and wrong.
Listen,
yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm not going to say any specific stores or anything, but there are stores out there that are targeting certain demographics of people,
sure,
because there are stores. Some of the guys that come into our organization are telling us, hey, there are stores out there that you can go in there, you can buy beer, you can buy synthetics with your food stamp card.
Oh, man.
And, you know, they're doing that.
There's a
so
whole other
that
issue.
It, yeah.
Yeah,
and it opens up for a whole different demographic. And you're telling me they're not targeting? Obviously they're targeting. They know exactly what they're doing.
So
and, you know, it's all about the almighty dollar.
So,
you know?
Or the almighty taxpayer dollar that
exactly
goes to pay for it.
Because not only does it cost, it costs the taxpayers money in the damage, the health, but the prosecution. Of these paying prosecutors, you know, paying to have them in custody, feeding them there. I mean, it's
their medical budget
everybody.
At the jail. I had someone telling me that it was really being affected, their medical budget with some of those. And somebody was telling us to me here a while back. It took three officers to hold one person down when they went on a call. I don't know if it was Rutherford County. It might have been another county. Mm-hmm. But it's some bad stuff. And that's where, you know, someone was talking about how bad marijuana was. I said, but you've never – this was a DA agent. And I said, you've never went on a call, though, and had somebody freaked out of their mind, violent, that's been smoking pot, have you? And they said, well, no, hadn't seen that. This is some crazy stuff. And that bath salts, Molly, plant food is just – that's
is.
Even worse.
It is. I think, and two, if we're looking at prevention side of it, I think – I mean, when you go to think about it, what business has the most influence over shaping culture, which is the entertainment business?
Yeah.
You know, singers, entertainers, sports, you know, athletes, things like that. It's these people that will come on and endorse things. You know, they're the ones that say, you know, marijuana, socially acceptable. Crack cocaine, not acceptable. Powder cocaine, acceptable, you know. Heroin, not acceptable. And it's like, because it's used in a party sense, and I think, you know, we were talking about earlier, it is a 3-4 maybe even five leg approach that we've got to come at this in order to, you know, to make a difference.
Well, there's no sense of shame anymore, you know.
Right. Well, let's continue that when we come back. We're late for a news break here. And Ron Jordan in the News Center will get the news and come back for one final segment here from the North Rutherford YMCA. You are listening to the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, presented by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
Do you ever think much about the energy you use at home? Maybe once a month at the mailbox.
Ugh.
Well, consider this. There's a program out there called Energy Right from TVA and your local power company that thinks about energy for you. Energy efficiency, that is. Because with the Energy Right program, your home uses far less energy. particularly when it's powered by a super high-efficiency heat pump and a hard-working electric water heater. In fact, a home fully outfitted with Energy Right features can cost up to 50% less to heat without sacrificing any comfort. 50% less. Now that's something to think about, especially once a month at the mailbox.
I can live with that.
For more information, call your local power company or visit EnergyRight.com.
This is Amy Byers at Murfreesboro Electric Department. For more information on our Energy Right programs, call 893-5514 or visit MurfreesboroElectric.com.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
At CSI Murfreesboro. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Murfreesboro police used fingerprints left behind at the scene of a burglary to catch a local man on Wednesday. Police say that Demarco Malone left fingerprints on the window of the home he allegedly broke into December 30th of last year. Police lifted the prints off the window of the North Academy Street home and sent them to the TBI. The TBI, backlogged by evidence, finally sent the results of the prints back to Murfreesboro on Tuesday, which resulted in the Wednesday arrest. Malone was charged with aggravated burglary and theft, booked under an $8,000 bond. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Many of Dr. Mark Kester's patients have found relief from chronic pain when other approaches have not been successful. Call 895-1253 for your free consultation. Was driving on an expired tag that left Sheriff Sergeant solving a theft of about $2,000 worth of property from the International Paper Plant early Tuesday. Sergeant Trent Gibbons and Sergeant Tom Bunch recovered the property the same night it was taken from the Northwest Broad Street plant in Murfreesboro. Gibbons stopped driver Ken Lenhart for the expired license plate and noticed property stored in the back of his truck. Lenhart's brother Frank accompanied him. When Gibbons asked the driver about the property, Lenhart said he worked at the International Paper. The items were scrap and employee Eric Parento gave him permission to take the items. Bunch took photographs of the property, took them to the three supervisors at the plant. They said, no, we didn't give anybody permission to take stuff. Nearly 1,000 Tennessee homeowners have applied with the state so far this year for temporary help making mortgage payments. The Tennessee Housing Development Agency is lending federal money to families who've lost work in recent years and are trying to stay in their homes. The program called Keep My Tennessee Home lends homeowners up to $15,000 over the course of a year to make mortgage payments. And it can loan more money in counties hit hard by unemployment, mostly rural areas. I'm Ron Jordan, WGNS News.
Is your energy bill creeping up on you? Cold weather giving you a scare? Now's the time to get your heating and air system up to par for winter weather. Perhaps you need a new system. You can get a York heating and cooling system installed in your home for as little as $99 per month and no money down. You'll be able to save that and possibly more on your energy bill. Call Precision Air at 896-2785. That's 896-2785. Or visit precisionairtn.com.
There are great deals this month at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your September to-do list into a to-done list. Your choice, Craftsman 25-foot rule, work bag, or tool caddy, just $4.99. Pick up Green Turf Winterizer for $9.99 or Winterizer Weed and Feed, just $12.99, both after rebate. Bird suits are $4 for $3 and save $20 on a 5-gallon hang-up shop vac. It's just $39.99 after rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Played Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Did you make your way home this afternoon, guys? Happy to report that disabled vehicle has been cleaned out of the way, and everything along I-24 all the way into Rutherford County looks really good at the moment, guys. Still dealing with a wreck, however, at the intersection of St. Andrews and Old Fort Parkway, so expect slower traffic there. And you can also expect lane closures along Old Fort Parkway between Casey Lane and Northwest Broad Street as crews repave the road. Los Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu. Voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop in for lunch or dinner or see them online at LosPalmasMXRest.com. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back. We continue with Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County edition. We've got about 8 minutes here to talk about several things. And before our time gets away, I want to talk to Richard about the CADCOR Town Hall, which is coming up October 19th, 6 o'clock at Holloway High School. Richard, what is this town hall meeting about?
Well, once a quarter, we try to do a town hall meeting. And it's bringing people from the community all over Rutherford County together and talk about issues that are going on in the community. This time we've got a young man coming in to address a lot of the youth that we work with. And his name is Gregory Love, and he's Teacher of the Year. And he teaches in Wilson County. He used to be here in Rutherford. But he was a product of the foster care system for years. And he has a very powerful story dealing with drugs and alcohol and dysfunction all together, and a very powerful message. And I've met him. I sat down, the first conversation I had with him 2 hours later, we were still just, and it's something. So I'm looking forward to this and would like to invite the public to come in.
And is it, and it's open to the public?
It's open to the public, yes. 6 o'clock, Holloway High School, the 19th.
All right. How long should we schedule in our day?
About an hour. About an hour. We try to hold them to that.
Sure.
You know, people are busy.
Absolutely. Well, we'll remember that, and you and I are going to do some conversing and get that on our website and things of that nature. October 19th, 6 p.m., Holloway High School, the CADCOR Town Hall meeting. Again, that's at Holloway High. One thing that I want to go back to, Eric, and mentioning, you said about how this stuff is so readily available, talking about synthetic drugs is where we've been, and that kind of got me to thinking about prescription drugs and how big of a problem that really is because it's so readily available. And there also something clicked in my mind about how it was being justifiably used in their minds. But prescription drugs are something that the doctor says it's okay to take. That's another way that it's okay. Kind of being justified in the mind of those who are abusing those drugs, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Is it a big problem?
It is. And, you know, it's not only just the doctors. A lot of times these things are coming. You can go online and buy a lot of prescription, you know, controlled substances. You can get them from Canada, from Mexico.
Without a prescription?
I think that the laws are a little bit more lax when you go over when you go over the line. From what I understand, they've got, and I don't want to, you know, give any ideas, but they've got online pharmacies that you can email your problems or ailments to, tell them what the issue is, they'll write you a prescription for it, and they can ship it to you. Now, there are federal laws that are supposed to come into effect, and I think sometimes they go into conflict with state laws. But, you know, not only that, but then you've also got other people that are sending out what are called mules, which is someone who goes that doesn't really have an ailment, goes to the doctor and says they do have it. You know, maybe it's if it's for painkillers, you know, they go with a back problem, they go with something. You know, I've heard people, you know, talk. There was one guy, he was telling me that he used to get a buddy of his, he would take red lipstick and put it on the end of a Q-tip, circle it around in his ear, and he would go to the doctor and tell him he had an earache, and he'd look in there and see inflammation, what the doctor thought he saw, and would give him, you know, painkiller. So it is, I mean, it's a huge growing, you know, epidemic here in our community, you know, all around as well. So, yeah.
So what's the answer? Richard, what's the answer to this? I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. There's obviously no cure in a day. But
well, statistics say for every dollar spent on prevention, you save $5 in treatment and aftercare. So I'm naturally all about prevention. If I can prevent the onset of alcohol to a later age in life where you have different coping skills, if I could delay the onset of doing a bunch of pills, you have a different level of coping skills. I'm all about prevention. If we prevent it from happening, then I'm never going to put this man out of business, because there's always going to be addiction in some form or fashion.
Sure.
I don't care who you are in this society. All of our families, church members, were all affected by some form of addiction in some way.
Exactly.
But if Mike, if for every, you know, with the numbers like that, why are there not more sponsored? Not sponsored is not the right word. Why will government not get behind those programs?
I think
it's more about after treatment.
Well, I tell you, you know, I'd shared with some leadership up here at the state about these social issues. You know, I said, we need to address these things more. And this guy, who, pretty influential guy, he said, oh, we spend enough money on those things. I said, hey, I'm not talking about spending money, dude. I'm talking about spending it more effectively. How are we touching lives? How are we, you know, we're not, what we know we've got is broken. We got a broken system where we wouldn't see all these problems. First of all, I think it's awareness. And I think a lot of times people, especially politicians, want to talk about this is not a sexy issue to talk about. Right. You know, low taxes and things like that. Yeah, you know, education. Those are issues you'll see that are talking points politically. But who really comes at it that, yeah, I want to solve the fatherless rate in the community. I want to help drug abuse. I want to, you know, help lower our prison population. Nobody does. I mean, really, I don't see it. But I was talking to Speaker Harwell 2 weeks ago, and I was glad to hear her say, she said, Mike, I was talking to the sheriff at Oak Ridge, and I think we shared this last other day on the radio. She said, and the sheriff said, 82% of his inmates had a substance abuse problem. Mm-hmm. That's why they were in there. You figure, just say we could turn 100 lives around in 1 year or prevent those. That's $2.2 million worth of savings. That's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. But what you got is people that don't want to talk about those issues. Yeah, we can talk about illegal immigration. We can talk about these issues. They're important, no doubt. But I'll dare say these issues, I could, right in this whole room right here, I could probably grab 10 of them, and 10 of them have got a family member that's got a problem.
Exactly.
Or a parent.
Yeah.
You know, and this is stuff that we can solve, but it's not glamorous. You know, the more people I'm talking to, the more people that are coming up to me saying, Mike, my dad was alcoholic or my sister has got a drug problem, and I'm hearing it more. And I was glad to hear one of our judges, and I may not need to share his name, but we were at that MTSU gala event, you know, kind of a high society, I guess you'd call it, event. Everybody's in tuxedos. And he said, Mike, you could pull 50 people out of this group right here, 45 of them will have a family member, or then they themselves may have a drug problem.
Something to throw in on that. I sit on the foster care review board here in Rutherford County. We take so many kids into state's custody. This is a conservative figure. 90% of the kids that are brought into state's custody in Rutherford County, 90% of them are drug or alcohol related. What does that say about parents and families?
Well, the culture that I think we're in, you know, government cannot raise taxes and keep feeing their way to death on small business. We got to find ways to solve these problems and work smarter and not keep, I mean, just, you know, funding these issues. We can't keep doing it.
Eric, appreciate you being here today. Spring2life.net. We can find
you on the number 2life.net or spring2life.net, either one.
We can find you online, CADCOR.
www.cadcor.org.
CADCOR.org. That's Richard Watson with CADCOR, Eric Hines with Spring to Life, joining us here from the North Rutherford YMCA in Smyrna. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. For all of our guests, we appreciate you joining us. Stay tuned. All Sports Talk is next.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones. From onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.